Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of When Love Gives You Lemons podcast. If you're new, I'm your host, India Watson, and if you're not new, then welcome back. So guys, welcome to another episode. Today, I'm literally just gonna dive right into it. Today, we're gonna be talking about mind over matter. And just to jumpstart this episode too, I do want to give like a little rundown on what is mind over matter, what is this phrase, in case you've never heard it before. It's a situation where someone is able to control a physical condition or a problem by using their brain. It's like the ability to keep going even when one is tired. So it's like a question of your mind over matter, like you over the situation. And this is a really big thing that is heavy for me to talk about recently, well, now, today. Because I have been struggling a lot mentally, emotionally, I'm physically, I've just been struggling to keep up, hold on, you know, keep pushing the life. I've really just found myself in a big slump to where I am very unproductive. And I don't know, I hate to say it, but I've just been very sad and very mellow and very low vibrational and just, I don't know. I don't know what exactly it is. But I've just been very, like, I don't know, because I feel like I'm solid. I don't even know if that's the word, but I've just been very to myself. And it's not in a way that's like, I've just closed a lot of things off. I'm closing things off. And I also have a very, I've adapted, or my mindset to things have just been very negative as of late. And as of recent, and I wanted to talk about mind over matter because I am struggling mentally with the way I look at things, the way I perceive things, the way I go about things, which is also affecting me physically and emotionally. Yeah. Also too, it's June, right? It's June 6th today. I'm recording this episode June 6th on a Tuesday. It's dark outside. It's literally been 60, 69, 68. It's been cold outside, dark and gloomy outside. I feel like this is fueling the sadness in me, like the summertime sadness. You guys know that song? Okay. I thought that was funny. But, no, those are just, I feel like those are the little things that are just kind of fueling me. And I just, you know, I'm not at school, so I don't have, like, my classes, practice, lunch. You know, like, whenever I'm on break, now and I have to come up with a whole new routine that is more, like, suitable for me. Especially, too, like, when I was a kid, my parents used to have me, like, do workbooks. I don't know if that's just my... I don't know if that's just my family, but my dad used to, like, make me and my sister do, like, little workbooks so we wouldn't forget things within school. And it's, like, the first week of summer, so I might be overdoing it a bit. I have nothing really happening until, like, the following weeks. But I've just felt very unproductive, and I don't know if I'm the only person, too, who feels very bad about themselves when they've done literally nothing. But that's how I've been feeling. I've been really pressuring myself. Even though I've been at practice, I've been doing little things here and there, but I just feel like I haven't had a well-rounded schedule to where I'm, like, feeling like, dang, like, I'm not doing much with myself. I'm not doing much with my time. And so I really want to talk today about the way you perceive things, the way you look at things, the way you think about things, and how that's affecting your surroundings, how that's affecting you mentally, spiritually, you know, your well-being. And how that also can affect your relationships. To circle in on the relationship aspect, well, let's get the bigger picture. When you have a very negative mindset or you see things in a very negative light, you can expect a negative outcome, a poor reaction, a poor response, a poor environment to kind of hurtle under and around you because you're looking at things so piss poorly that you have no room for optimism. You have no room to see things in a positive perspective. I feel like when you let this mindset consume you that, you know, everything's gonna be bad, you know, this is sad, you can't do this, you won't be able to do that, that you're unable to accomplish these things, you're not going to feel the strength to do it. Right now in my life, I've been lacking a lot in motivation. I've been lacking a lot to feel encouraged to do things, disciplined. Oh, why did I say that word like that? Disciplined to do a lot of things. Like, I have practice I have been battling myself to practice. I have been battling myself to work out. If you guys didn't know, I run track. I've been off for a month and a half because I did something with my knee and my parents wanted me to stay off of it until I could go to the doctor and figure out what was wrong. And them doctors did not help. They were like, you're fine. But I like had the most discomfort and popping everywhere. It was weird. But I was off for a month and a half and I would like try to work out. And I did. I would go to the gym. I started towards like the fourth month, like the month coming in, to work out and go to the gym and start doing other stuff because I knew that I had to recondition to get my body back to where it was. And I just found myself struggling a lot mentally because it's like the things that I was able to do, I can't do as well, or I'm struggling to complete. And I feel like that in itself has been very discouraging for me because I feel like I've just taken like 16 steps backwards when all I wanted to do was go forwards. So I feel like because I'm taken back a bit because of this break and this pause, it's made me feel very discouraged and it's made me look at things very negatively, like, oh, I'm never gonna go back to being where I was. I'm gonna struggle a lot to get back in shape. It's always gonna be hard. I'm never gonna really be able to complete it. I look at things very negatively. I have a very negative perspective on this now, and I have a very negative outlook on this. And it's not making my time doing my sport any more enjoyable. Like, first of all, my sport is already hard. Babe, I'm running. Does that sound easy? Does that sound fun? No, but I do actually enjoy it to a fair degree. Like, I actually like my sport. But because of the way I'm looking at it now, because I'm looking at how not far I fell behind, but because I'm looking at the break I had to take, it's such a negative thing. It's making it hard for me to feel compelled to keep going. I don't know if that makes sense. Am I like talking and it's adding up? I feel very, I guess, like discouraged by the month and a half that I had to take off. And I feel like it's just very hard and taxing. And it hurts my body sometimes. I'm not gonna sit here and lie. Like, these workouts, I've been sitting there like, I'm going to take a nap on this grass and you can call me when we're done. Like, that's literally how I be feeling. But nevertheless, like, my mindset too at the end of the day is like, I'm here, I might as well get it done, I might as well keep pushing, I might as well keep working. I just feel like right now my only fear is I'm never going to hit the marks and achieve the goals that I want to achieve. But I feel like that's just another thing. Like, that's the way I look at it. That negative perspective is creating a negative environment for me. That is creating a negative outlook for me. And that is making the things that I like doing less enjoyable. Working out. I have not worked out today. I work out twice a day, actually. My goal is always to hit core twice and then just do body workouts here and there. I haven't done that. Why? I don't know. I haven't felt compelled to do it. I woke up this morning very sad. I literally was so confused as to why I am sad. Why am I waking up like thinking I need to go and take 6 other naps now? Like, I'm looking at things. I have a very negative perspective on things. I'm going to bed stressing about things that are not within my control, and that is affecting the way I wake up in the morning and go about my following day. I'm letting a bad day take over my next day. I'm letting a stressful mindset consume me in my sleep. I'm thinking of things that I cannot control as I am sleeping. Like, those are things, like, I feel like we aren't aware of how powerful, one, the subconscious mind is, and how powerful the conscious mind is. Like, the things that we are intentionally thinking about are very effective and powerful to how we are living out our current active day. And the things that we aren't trying to think about are also affecting the way we are going about our day. Our subconscious mind, when we are sleeping, those like affect us. Like, you wake up from a sad dream with tears down your eyes. That is because it is affecting you physically in a way that you're not consciously thinking of this dream. You're not consciously like, oh my gosh, I'm trying to think about the saddest thing ever. No, you're sleeping, thinking about it. It's overwhelming you. It's making you sad. And you are waking up with tears in your eyes. Like, that is how powerful the mind is. The mind is so strong, and I feel like, one, I'm not as aware of it because I feel like I've always read in books, like, once you take power over your mind, once you take power over your thoughts, you are a powerful person. Like, if you start thinking, like, I don't know what book I was reading this in. I've seen it in at least 3 books. But if once you control your thoughts, like, first of all, you are not your thoughts. And second of all, once you control them, You have so much power over the way you see things. It changes everything. And the first step is being more consciously aware of your thoughts, being more consciously aware of how your thoughts are affecting you and your actions. And not only that, because like I said, we're going to tie back into how it affects in relationships. When you have such a negative mindset, negative outlook, negative perspective, that makes you a negative person. I don't care. Like, the way you start seeing things negatively, you become your thoughts. You're consuming negativity, you're thinking negativity, you're believing negativity, now you're negative. And nobody likes to be around a negative person. Like, I have had a lot of deep, dark, negative thoughts, and sometimes you're not even aware, but you're just projecting those thoughts out loud. You're literally telling people all the negative things that you think. Or like, someone's seeing the glass half full, you're coming over with your negative energy, seeing the glass half empty. And that just kills the whole vibe. Like, I was actually in a class with my friend, and we were having conversations, and this one person started talking. Everybody was talking about the most positive things and the goodness of what's happening within them and their lives. And this other person came around, and they were talking, and they weren't having such a good time. And it was like a frequent occurrence. And the friend told me, she was like, this person always has something negative to say. Like, you never see the glass half empty. Half full. It's always half empty. We're not fully aware of how our negative perspective and negative outlook on things can also affect the way others are looking at us. Now you are being perceived as a negative person. I don't know if I've said it, but I have been perceived as a negative person. My friends have told me, India, you can be very negative. Like, you're a very negative person. And is that discouraging and hard to hear? Absolutely. It made me, like, so sad. Because not all the time do we try to be negative. Not all the time do people want to be negative. I don't think anybody wants to be seen as negative. I just think it's the way that we allow our thoughts to control how we are. I think it's because we allow it to control how we perceive and see things. So now, like, I have had to work in so many instances to be a more positive person, uplifting person, seeing the glass half full, even though I feel like my glass is very empty. I've had to work on it. Right now, in my instance, today, I have a board that I've done, and I've put my long-term goals on it, my short-term goals on it, and my personal goals on it, and I'm trying to refer to those daily so I can achieve something. So I can feel good about myself. So even though the fact that I don't feel encouraged, I don't feel motivated, I don't want to, excuse me, I'm going to keep going because I know it's a very rewarding feeling to pull yourself out of a slump. It's a very rewarding feeling to say, like, you know what, I did not feel like doing this. I didn't want to do it. I didn't think I could do it, but I did it anyways. And it just shows you can be stronger than your mind. You can be stronger than your thoughts. You don't have to let those little things discourage you. Like, you don't, and you don't have to let them change you or your outlook on things. And it's a very hard process, I know. I feel like I've struggled with a lot of, like, slumps where I just will want to rot in bed since I was 12. Like, I literally have felt just very overwhelming waves of just, like, I won't. And I just, it's bad. Like, it would be bad because I didn't have the perspective I do now on pulling yourself out of that. I would just let it consume me and take over me until I felt like let me pull myself together. And I would then, after like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, like, or like longer than that, I would just be sitting there doing absolutely nothing with myself, but neglecting myself. Like, that's literally it. And podcasting is my positive outlet. So while I was sad, I was actually thinking earlier before I even was recording. And I was just like, I don't know why I feel so bad right now. Like, I feel like crap. I don't know. And I was just sitting there too, dead silent. I'm just thinking. And my thoughts do consume me sometimes. So I'm just sitting there letting my thoughts make me sad. And I'm like, why am I sitting here sad when, one, I have a podcast. So even if I feel like, oh, I have no one to talk to, I love podcasting. And I love talking. So podcasting will always be my favorite outlet. And two, I don't even remember what my second point was, but there's just no point to sit around letting something consume me when I know how it's going to impact me, how it's going to impact those around me, and how it's going to continue to make me feel. Like, you have to take charge of things. You have to recognize it and move from it. Like, you got to see it, deal with it, and, you know, keep it pushing. Yeah. I feel like it's just, it's really hard. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like it's just an easy process that you're going to overcome in a couple days and, you know, you're going to be fine and your brain is not going to overwhelm and consume you. But it's like, you got to be stronger than your brain. You got to go into things and even like fake it till you make it. I think that's big too. That's a real big thing. Even though sometimes it's hard to fake it till you make it, because it's like, am I trying to convince you or myself? Like, who am I trying to convince? Like, do you believe me? I don't believe me, but do you? It's real hard. But it's like, go into things with the most, I don't care if you have to be fake positive. Like, I really don't. Because if you are for real negative and that negativity is consuming you, I'd rather you be fake positive and let that fake positivity consume you. Like, a positive is a positive. It's not going to turn negative just because it's fake. Maybe it might, I don't know. But it's still, you're still adding some kind of positivity, motivation, uplift, and encouragement, good words, good vibes, good vibrations into your own life. Like, at least you're doing it, because no one else is going to pick you up and grab you by the back and pat you on the shoulder for, you know, moving out of this negative space. It might be a, oh, you came so far, or I'm proud of you, or good job. But no one else is taking this step and going through this journey and going through the motions for you. So I'm here for the fake positivity, because then you're adding some positive vibes, some words of encouragement to yourself. Like, that is going to get you by too. I used to, like, these are just, like, little examples for, like, things that I would see on the internet or things that I've taken up when I was a kid. If you ever struggle with, like, thinking positive about yourself, because, like, mind over matter goes with anything. Like, I use my instance in a sport. I've used my instance in my home life, like, how I've just, because I'm on summer break, I have no consistent routine. So I've been kind of struggling to maintain a routine. I've been struggling to find things that make me feel productive. So what I've done is make a schedule. But if your, like, mindset is your self-esteem and how you look, I used to suggest to write sticky notes of positive affirmations about yourself and put them around your room. And, you know, you see them on my mirror. Actually, I have, like, my sister gave them to me, but they're, like, aura pictures, and they have, like, kind words on them, and I actually see them while I look in the mirror. They're very cute. I have very little, small, like, suction cup succulents, and they say, like, they also have, like, positive affirmations on them. I can't think of another instance if you're struggling, like, mentally with something, but there are things you can do to positively combat those negative feelings, thoughts, and emotions. So I do, you know, hope that with this episode, with the time that I've spent talking about mind over matter, that it was beneficial and, you know, I made sense. Because I said this in my last episode, but I have been trying to script less. Like, I'm talking off the heart, off the top of my mind. I'm trying to make it all coherent, cohesive, good, nice, lovely. But I do hope that there were some key takeaways through what I'm saying, and that what I'm saying is making sense and it can be applicable to your life, a friend's life. It's very applicable to my life. But I just hope that I'm giving you guys, like, tangible options, tangible things, just food for thought. And that's it. That's all I have for today's episode. That's all I have to say about mind over matter for today. I'll probably return to this in another instance and get a bit deeper in it one day, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I love you guys so much. I will see you all next Monday. Bye.